The intimacy that develops between friends is sometimes trumped by personal moments shared with mere acquaintances. A private bond may exist where no one expects it. Commentator Alyssa Ely reveals one such instance she's experienced.
Many years ago, a neighbor of mine died in her apartment. At the memorial, someone rose and spoke of her scientific career. Someone else told a story about her perfect garden. I had a memory, too. Our contact was mostly distant. She lived alone without family or visitors, and in sidewalk conversation she was unnervingly precise and formal. But night after night, I saw her in the shower. There was no thrill in it. Her bathroom faced my bedroom window, and our habits happened to coincide. I could have closed my curtains, and she could have closed her blinds, but we never did. Her window was a pair of translucent panes. I saw the shapes of arms rising and falling, the angle of a neck, a broad bent back. Each shower was deliberate, intelligent, and orderly. At the end, she would reach for a towel hung too far away. Then the various parts of her and the towel would recede to one side of the room, out of view. A few seconds later, the bathroom light would go out. Over the years, arthritis slowed her, and there were knee and hip operations. Still, she showered every night in her orderly, intelligent way. It was like a meeting of committees called by the head of the department to review the day's progress. When every committee had been accounted for, she would pause before turning off the water. Sometimes she stood a long time without moving. It's impossible that a scientist wouldn't realize which direction her own bathroom window faced. I know she knew. Once I'm almost certain I saw her looking at me. I looked back. Neither of us mentioned it when we met on the sidewalk the next morning. After she died, her apartment went to a family. They were friendly and often invited me to dinner. Within a week of moving in, they had strung a vinyl curtain across the window. Pastel fish swam up and down its stream. They didn't mind being seen at all, but I didn't care to look. Every one of us is naked every day. But unless love or blood is involved, it seems wrong to think about. The very idea is uncomfortable, unaesthetic, and possibly prosecutable. I didn't feel uncomfortable with my neighbor, though, and she didn't feel uncomfortable with me. I believe we comforted each other.
Alyssa Ely is a psychiatrist. She lives in Massachusetts.
Patriotism, Mail Order, and Enlightenment, The Fire Sign Theater, Absurd and Just Ahead on All Things Considered.